As this team won't be the same next year. Some guys are going to retire. Some guys might leave. You know, it's just the business of the game. I'm not saying anybody in particular, but, you know, every team changes, and every team goes through different things throughout the year. It just hurts to think that this is the last time this group will be together, this particular group.
Jim, what changes do you think need to be made on defense, if any?
I don't know about changes, but we have to grow. You know, I challenge everybody to just continue to grow. You know, the things that happen this year can't happen next year. Obviously, there's going to be new problems and new things we need to correct, but let's find a different problem. You know, I know we only lost 4 games through the entire year, but in those 4 games, there was a trending habit of stopping the run, and it's just unacceptable.
Cam, following up on that, you and Steph were pretty upfront about saying the first game against Jacksonville, it was less about you guys getting pushed off the ball. It was more about gap control and integrity. Is that the case this time, or is it more just straight ahead they beat you up?
Both. Whether it's stopping the run or some guy, they won the match at their matchups. You know, in our defense, it relies on a lot of trust. It relies on everybody being in their gaps. And when guys aren't sound, we put our team at a disadvantage. You know, it's not hard. It's not because guys don't care, because this group cares a lot. I appreciate everything these guys do. We put our heart and souls in this game. You know, it's tough. You know, I know I can only speak for myself right now, but you know, everybody hurt a lot because of this. We're all Steeler fans. We appreciate you guys, and we hurt more than you guys because you know we know this city's deserving of a championship. But you know, all I can talk about is now, and we just didn't get it done.